The City of Alliance ended 2024 stronger. That's according to Mayor Andy Grove, who presented his annual report to Council Monday. Councilman Ed Lonas says he's pleased with the accomplishments summarized in the report.
We've got the upgrades with the infrastructure that we were able to fund. We've also got the improvement of the roads that we've spent. I want to say we've spent three times the amount we normally do on roads the last two or three years.
Among other things, Grove cited 22 business developments as well as the city emerging from Fiscal Watch, personnel additions and improvements to department operations, and collaborations with Alliance City Schools and the University of Mount Union. Alliance Police say an officer was involved in a two-vehicle crash Sunday afternoon. It happened around 3:20 at East Broadway and South Union. Patrolman Shannon McCullough was westbound when his cruiser entered the intersection with a red light. McCullough's lights were activated, but not the siren. His car collided with a southbound vehicle driven by a 65-year-old Lexington Township woman. There were no injuries. No charges have been filed. There's a new sheriff in Stark County. Eric Weisburn assumed the office Monday, defeated incumbent George Meyer in November. Weisburn spent 31 years in the sheriff's office before retiring in 2022. Joining him in the office is a new leadership team. Serving as chief deputy is Mark Mascock. Major Ryan Carver is head of operations, while Major Eric Changet is the jail administrator, and Major Rick Stauffer oversees investigations. A contractor has been selected for construction of two new elementary schools in the Canton City School District. Jackson Township-based Fred Oliveri Construction was hired by the Board of Education during Thursday's meeting. One of the buildings will be on the former site of Mason Elementary. The cost is $28.7 million. The other facility will be located on the former site of Sowers Middle School at a cost of $29.7 million. Construction will be paid for with revenue from a 36-year bond issue passed by voters in 2023. Both schools will house grades K-6. The repository reports groundbreaking is scheduled for this month. Louisville City Council Monday approved change orders dealing with the new fire station. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
Changes to the fire station under construction on South Chapel Street include elimination of a vapor barrier deemed unnecessary due to the overall configuration of the structure, along with changes to the dormitory and signage, a curb cut, and the truss system, resulting in a $19,981 reduction in construction cost on the project, which is already under budget, according to Acting City Manager Andy Tarowski. Council also named Corey Street as vice mayor, appointed Dan Kassler to a five-year term on the Planning Commission, and witnessed the swearing-in of 18-year veteran firefighter Michael Henkel as the new assistant fire chief.
The Stark County Health Department has received more than $131,000, the grant part of an inaugural round of about $51 million available through the One Ohio Recovery Foundation. Funding will go toward expansion of services provided by the Stark County Health Mobile. It delivers naloxone education and distribution, connects residents to services and resources throughout the county. The grant money was funded by 55% of settlement funds Ohio is receiving from the pharmaceutical industry for its role in the crisis. Trials will be separate for two men accused in an East Liverpool murder, 34-year-old Elvin Tisdale of Newell, West Virginia. 24-year-old Alan Tisdale of Lisbon are charged with aggravated murder and gun specifications for the July 2021 slaying of 20-year-old Bryson Douglas. Assistant Prosecutor Steve Iacovone wrote last week newly acquired evidence would by law require separate trials. The county previously wanted the brothers tried together. The motion was approved Monday by Judge Megan Bickerton. The trial is now scheduled for June 24th and 29th. A corrections officer at the Columbiana County Jail entered a no-contest plea to a charge of disorderly conduct. 26-year-old Clint Reynolds Jr. of Lisbon had been charged with assault. He received a $100 fine and no jail time. Reynolds shoved an inmate who was being released from jail October 3rd. 26-year-old David Ferguson Grants of Youngstown faces two counts of assault. He's accused of throwing a handcuffed inmate to the floor September 18th. He allegedly hit the man's head against a wall. Ferguson Grants reportedly pushed another handcuffed inmate up a stairway and jumped on him September 24th. His next hearing is next Tuesday. A Wellsville man will stand trial April 1st for charges, including attempted murder. 35-year-old Michael Stacy pleaded not guilty in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court last month to counts including felonious assault, attempted aggravated arson, abduction, and trespass. Stacy allegedly used a blunt object to strike a woman October 17th. Prosecutors believe he intended to kill the victim. Responding police found all the burners on the stove open. Stacy being held at the county jail on $100,000 bond, a pretrial hearing scheduled for March 21st. Man admitted to stabbing a family member at a Youngstown home. 46-year-old Kevin Kramer pleaded guilty Monday to an amended count of aggravated assault. He was originally charged with felonious assault. The case will now be heard in Mahoning County's mental health court. If Kramer agrees to terms and conditions, the charge will be dropped. Police were called to a Ridge Avenue home in January 2024. The victim was sitting in a chair when Kramer allegedly came from behind and cut the man's throat. Kramer was then severely beaten by the man.